Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A Huron County Senior Citizens Living Facility is working on making Christmas merry and bright for some children. Sebring's Bayview Gardens Assisted Living Facility is doing a toy collection drive to help children have a happy holiday. The facility is collecting toys for all ages of children. Besides having adults drop off gifts, the facility is coordinating the event to show children they can help others as well. On December 13th, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be at the Bayview Gardens Assisted Living Facility at 2 p.m. There will also be a hot chocolate bar and an ornament-making activity. There will also be a special winter backdrop where family photos can be taken. And one of the first winter storms of the season brought between 5 to almost 8 inches of snow in parts of the Thumb. Because of that, there were several crashes reported in St. Clair County. Between 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. last night, county deputies were kept very busy. Deputies handled 26 calls for property damage crashes, 5 persons injury crashes, 4 rollover crashes, and 9 vehicles in a ditch calls. Besides those storm-related calls, St. Clair County Central Dispatch handled almost 900 calls that were made. And in Hemlock, schools have started developing a new strategic plan, continuing their commitment to openness and collaboration with families, staff, and the community. The plan, known as Pull the Sled, aims to set priorities for academic learning, student wellness, technology, facilities, and community partnerships, while providing clear measures of progress and regular updates along the way. District leaders say public feedback will play a central role through forums, work groups, and online channels. Superintendent Dr. Don Killingbeck notes that the plan is intended as a living roadmap designed to adjust and evolve based on community input and evidence, keeping trust and accountability at the forefront of Hemlock's approach. When we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service, 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, President Donald Trump's administration is facing renewed scrutiny from some lawmakers over recent military operations involving strikes on small boats, with members of Congress signaling They intend to increase oversight of how such actions are authorized and reviewed. In our international news in Asia, financial markets are reacting to commentary from Bank of Japan Governor Kazuo Yuda suggesting that a December interest rate hike is possible, pushing the yen higher and prompting global investors to reassess expectations for the end of Japan's long-running negative rate era. For the full news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.